AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Because of oil supply issues in the Strait of Hormuz and its closure, more oil is being made available. Executive Director Fatih Birol is with the International Energy Agency.
As a result of the discussions among IEA members, I can now announce that IEA countries have unanimously decided to launch the largest ever release of emergency oil stocks in our agency's history.
The U.S. campaign of airstrikes on Iran is now in its 12th day, with no end in sight after hitting more than 5,000 targets. The Israeli military is striking across Iran as well as in Lebanon, where Israel says it is targeting the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. Several tornadoes ripped through Indiana and Illinois.
The Newton County Coroner's Office has confirmed the death of an elderly couple in Lake Village, Indiana. In Illinois, Kankakee County Sheriff Mike Downey says a tornado struck near the fairgrounds.
Deputies confirmed a tornado had touched the ground around the Kankakee Fairgrounds and watched it as it traveled towards our location here today, actually this building.
Kankakee Mayor Christopher Curtis says the twister stayed away from residential areas as it ripped through town.
We're very fortunate that where the tornado did come through at the city of Kankakee was mostly our commercial and industrial area and not a heavy residential area. But it has suffered significant damage.
After leaving Kankakee, the tornado traveled to Aroma Park, where it did extensive damage. I'm Mike Hempen.
Authorities say a man was taken into custody after driving his van into a security barrier at the White House. The government says inflation remained stubbornly elevated last month as gas prices rose, a snapshot of consumer prices. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Trading has calmed down on Wall Street after some turbulence earlier this week, even as the price of oil keeps bouncing around. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 157 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Tech stocks were doing well. Oracle jumped more than 12% after turning in results that beat forecasts. Crude oil prices rose some more, even though the International Energy Agency said its members will release 400 million barrels of oil from stockpiles they've set aside for emergencies. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
South Africa has deployed troops to the streets of the country's biggest city, Johannesburg, to help police fight gang violence and illegal mining. The deployment comes after the president said last month organized crime was the biggest threat to democracy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.